Paul, the three-goal rally there by Nashville, was that, in your eyes, more about what they were doing by pushing or what you guys weren't doing by maybe sitting back a bit too much?
Well, I don't think it had anything to do with either of them. It was last shot wins. I don't think they got any more quality offense in the third. The first, maybe we had given up the most, but fairly even. I liked our second, didn't think we gave up a whole heck of a lot, and we weren't sitting back in the third.
You've got two all-star goaltenders in a game like this, and as you say, last shot wins, and yet it followed a similar template as your two earlier games against them.
All three games, high goals. This one probably had a few more shots in it, but must be really good shooters.
Is that a case of sometimes good offense beats defense and goaltending?
Well, almost did tonight. But it did for them.
The offside challenge there, which I guess in the grand scheme of it didn't end up impacting the final decision, but maybe was that one that you were pretty sure that it was offside?
I had it as offside. Wasn't this week.
Just that second period, obviously seven goals. What did you see from your team that you like particularly?
You know what? I like big chunks of the game. I mean, the big question was how would Paul Stastny fit with the two young guys? And it was quite a bit better than I would have hoped for in the first game. And it's not the goals. It's they were really good at both ends of the rink. Patty makes a real nice clear on Nicky's goal. Face-offs obviously really help, and a real smart centerman that can make some plays. But as they got a little bit more comfortable with each other, I think they also got a little excited that there was going to be some good things. That's a tough team defensively. They don't give you a whole heck of a lot, and they were able to generate some pretty good looks and some pretty good chances.
What made you think you could just slide Stastny onto that top power play unit, and why did it work?
Well, there's a bunch of things. One is that's the hole that he went into is the hole that he plays. He's got an awful lot of experience. He's got an incredible set of hands. We've been, challenged at times on left-side face-offs, a pure face-off, man. Those guys, when they get the zone time, and they've been really good at it this year, they don't break the puck out a whole heck of a lot. But when you start with zone time with that group, you're going to get good looks. And there are, we have positions that you're supposed to be on the ice, but where he starts on the goal and how he moves and how quick that puck comes off his stick, that's all skill, that's all him, right? So he has the ability to play that position. So he's net front, but he'll only be there when he needs to be there. He'll pick the right time to get to the goal line. He reads the play around him very quickly, and now you've got, five like-minded guys that have a real good sense of where the puck's going all the time. Didn't score on the first one, but you hit a post and slip one through him, and then it was our power play was as good as it's been at best all year. It was really good.
So, like your team has shown all year and showed tonight, they obviously have the ability to halt the other team's momentum and turn it sharply in their favor. Is that just something that, as a coach, you have to live with when these two teams play? Is it just
no? I think both teams counter quickly on any small mistake, right? So we turned some pucks over just off battles, not really meant necessarily soft mental mistakes, just didn't get puck out on the winner, didn't get a puck in. We had some strange ones go in. I wouldn't have traded our offense for theirs in a million years. We had a couple of wide open nets that didn't get finished, hit a crossbar. I liked a lot of what we did.
To start that game, they obviously like to take a lot of shot attempts, and your team was doing a really good job in the first period of not letting them through. How did they adjust to get a little bit more chances?
Yeah, I don't think they did. I think the vast majority of the chances were kind of broken plays early on. We blocked a lot of shot. They throw everything at the net. I didn't find there to be that the offensive part of the game shifted for one team or the other. Both teams had some pretty good chances.
Did Toby's status change when he woke up this morning?
Yeah, changed when he came in today, yeah.
And what is that status then?
He's day-to-day.
Lower body?
Yes.
Paul, a lot of these, you look at the score, you look at the chances, people say this is an evenly matched team, but there's something about the styles of these teams that are different. What's different about these clubs that in the style in which they play?
Not as much as you think, right? I think both are attempting to be on the puck the entire night. There would be very quiet moments in the game. They stretched a little bit more early than we do. Not a whole lot.
You've seen your team explode for goals before. You know, obviously, a couple answers back from Nashville. If this isn't the Nashville Predators tonight, are you thinking this is a different result?
I don't know. That's what the next 5 weeks are all about. You know, I like big chunks of our game. You know, they got a pretty powerful group there. I thought there were a couple of places. I like Joe's game. You know, for the most part, he came in. There's a couple of places out there where Toby and Jake make a little difference in terms of size down low in front of the net for Jake, and some quick puck movement for Toby. I'm not upset with the game. I don't think that 6-5. I don't think it was all that loose, believe it or not. I think the team that had the puck drove the play well. It was just an ugly scoreboard. Pretty exciting game.
Both teams seem cranked up a little extra. Maybe yours even more, going out of their way to hit. What was the better product?
No, I don't. You know what I thought? I actually thought we were a little bit tight in the first, but still lots of energy. But we weren't doing a lot of clean things in the first, and then we started to settle in, get relaxed. But I think going back for the 4 years that I've been here, the Nashville Winnipeg games, there'll be a real good rivalry there soon. It's the only game I've ever been in where there were 10 guys in the penalty box at the exact same time on 2 minute minors. So there's an edge to the games.
Is there a product too of being the two of the top dogs in the West and knowing what's to come?
Fighting for the first and the central, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you have one?
Yeah, I really saw it in that it seems that large chunks of the game were in control, but there were moments where they had the quick strike. So my question is, when you go and do the video and do the strategy and sort of take the lessons from this game, how do you choose what to focus in on and what to leave, what not to worry about?
So there'll be parts of it, right? There'll be the standard positioning things that are true of any night, not just Nashville, places that we didn't make the right read. And then there'll be a theme to what we did well and what hurt us, and it was the same theme. So you take a look at Paul Stastny's goal. Nicky Ehlers does a fantastic job on the wall, stripping the puck. And you took a look at the game winner. It's the same thing. It's just at the wrong. It's on the wall at the wrong end of the ice. It's the same theme. That puck battle, not always a physical battle, but the puck battle is what they're very good at. And you learn that, I think, in the playoff grind. The style of hockey that's played there, they're a little, I wouldn't say they're further on it, they've got some experience with it. It's also what we're really, really good at when we're on our game. So it was there for both teams, stripping pucks, winning those battles, some bouncing scrum. There was a fair amount of scrum play that broke out into quick attacks, like you said. We won a bunch of them, had some chances, they won a bunch. We'll take a look at both those, go on and see where we can get a little better at it. Okay.